This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The 23rd Annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by Arbella Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund, here for good. And powered by Verizon, FindMassMoney.gov, Drains by James, House, and BJ's Wholesale Club. This is a WEEI special broadcast. It's day one of the 23rd Annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by Arbella Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund, here for good.
Now, live from Fenway Park,
it's WEEI Afternoons.
Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens here on WEEI Afternoons at the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Telethon. Quick update from the tote board. We are up to $624,367, but we continue to need your help. We are chasing that Rob Hale matching donation. If we get $1 million before the end of the Red Sox game today, he will match that $1 million, automatically become $2 million. So if you want to call, it's 877-738-1234. You can go online at thejimmyfund.org, or you can go text KCANCER to 56512.
That's all it takes. Cancer to 56512, $10, $25, $50, whatever you
can
share.
Can.
A 406, maybe you want to donate 34 because Big Poppy's your favorite player of all.
Sure.
Time. You could do, 19 for Roman Anthony.
Ted Johnson, 52.
Sure.
Whatever it may be.
Like 87 for Gronk.
Yeah, we should go J.J. Watt, 99.
99.
Numbers, right? Just go right to the top.
Because that's always the real deal.
All right. Joining us now here on the beautiful green couches and leather chairs here at Fenway Park, Taylor LaRoche. She's 17. She dealt with Hodgkin lymphoma from Haverhill. Her mom, Jen. Her brother, Andrew. Great name. You go by Andrew or Andy?
Andrew.
Okay.
Smart.
Straight Andrew. Yeah. My mom's not happy that I go by Andy, but different topic. Taylor, welcome aboard. You are going into your senior year. You're into Future Farmers of America, agriculture. What do you think the future holds for you? Before we get into your story, what does the future hold for you?
I think we need a little help with her mic.
Pot her mic up a little bit.
I can speak. She wants to go to college.
Yep.
Which is a good start. She wants to be an agricultural teacher, and few things more important than people taking good care of the earth and learning sustainable ways to farm. Correct?
No farms, no food. I see the bumper stickers. Yep. No farms, no food. Okay, so tell us a little bit about your experience with Dana-Farber and sort of your backstory, I guess.
I don't know, like, Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber has been fantastic. As soon as I was diagnosed, I was pretty much there all the time, and they were so welcoming and kind, and they gave me things to do when I wasn't feeling good, and it was like a second home.
How important is that? We've talked to a lot of people already that talk about the holistic approach and wanting to live life, and, you know, you're being treated physically, but also the family and staying upbeat and everything that goes into it. How important was that for you?
It was really important, and the Jimmy Fund made it a lot easier by trying to give us things to do for all of us, like whether it was like Red Sox tickets, Bruins games, giving us fun things we could do as a family to keep us all upbeat and happy as much as you possibly could.
Jen, could I ask you, obviously, you know, Andy and I were both parents, pretty much everyone around here is as well. How, at first, when you and your husband received the news, you know, how scary was that first for your family? And then what kind of job, as we hear so much about the whole treatment plan that Dana-Farber provides. How reassuring were they for you? How comforting was it? And how much do you enjoy engaging with them to this day?
I mean, you know, the rug was definitely taken out from under us when she was first diagnosed. But Dana-Farber and all the staff, every single person just stepped right in and helped us along when we couldn't move along any further. The nurses were fabulous for her. And, you know, second set of eyes for me, things that I didn't know, they were right there knowing what she needed. And the support of every single person at the Jimmy Fund Clinic got all of us through, but obviously, especially Taylor, with all of the extra Opry, the service dog for her, and, you know, all of the activities, and just the people there knew what she needed before the rest of us knew what she needed.
And so, Taylor, you found out because it started at a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
You had something and then had that looked at by your primary care, and it kind of went that way. And did I read that it was Christmas Eve last year that you found out? What was that like?
I was shocked. It was like, oh, we ended up in the hospital, and I was like, oh, we'll just be here for a little bit. No big deal. And then they were like, we're going to do a biopsy. And then we were there for a night. And then they're like, oh, we want to keep you till we get the results back. But that would have been, we would have been there for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So the nurses at Boston Children's fought for me to be able to go home. And we were able to go home. And then they had us go back Christmas Eve. And that's when they told us.
Wow. That's a heck of a time. I don't remember asking for this for Christmas. for the fact that they advocated for you to go home. See, to me, like, that just says so much about, like, look, you keeping your spirits up, you having something to look forward to, mm-hmm. you having some cheer around the house, you know, and also getting to brag that you got better Christmas gifts than your brother. Like, little things like that mean a lot in the grand scale of things.
Yeah, it really did. I was just repetitively saying that I didn't want to be there for Christmas. I was really down. I was miserable. I was grumpy. And my nurses realized, like, me being there was not going to be beneficial for anything if I was so miserable. So they fought as hard as they could to be able to let me to go home.
You mentioned Opry. You're not the first patient we've heard about Opry. What's Opry's story? What kind of dog, and what role does he or she play in the whole process?
Opry is a golden retriever, and she's like the therapy support dog within the Jimmy Fund Clinic. Her handler, Kate, is just as amazing. Little shout out, because I love Kate. Opry, my first chemo day, came and she just climbed right up on my chair and sat with me. And she has her little treat bag that she carries around in her mouth as like her little support as she's supporting us. And she's just the cutest little cuddle bug.
So what about you, big guy? What's your role in all this? How supportive have you been? And what do you do to keep your sister's spirits up and help her out?
I would just like go into her room and check on her all the time. And something I did for support when she was losing her hair, I told her, and my hair was pretty long, and I told her I'd shave my head, and I did, and that was just like the most support I could give to her at the time. And it's just been real hard, like finding out on Christmas Eve. It was the worst Christmas gift ever, but I'm glad she's doing okay now.
Jen, when he shaved his head and sort of watching the relationship as a mom, that must have been, in a tough time, kind of cool to see.
Yeah, so I'm a hairdresser, so we had a bald party at my salon, and just knowing what his hair meant to him,
yep.
And for him to shave his head with her was, you know, just, there was no better gift as a mom that I could have received, because they just support each other so much. And she had a teacher from her school shave his head with her. I mean, we probably had 30 people come down and shave their heads with her. So
that solidarity in the community.
Yeah, everybody rallied around her.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So last treatment was in May.
Mm-hmm.
And so now here you are. Like, I know summer's almost over. I know. I don't want it to end either.
Yeah.
We love the good weather. We love hanging out with our family as well. But what are some of the things you're most looking forward to getting back to school?
Being able to go to school full time.
Yeah.
I mean, like, no one wants to go to school. It's school. But I want to be able to go.
Put that on a shirt. School.
I want to be able to go and be able to complete my year being 99% in the building,
yeah,
as opposed to when I was there, not most of the time.
And the treatment that you've received, has this now buoyed your spirits and given you the confidence heading into your senior year? Like, hey, we got through this, and you know, if there are any other challenges that come your way, with your parents' support, Jimmy Fund, Dana-Farber, you have confidence that you can do this?
Oh, 100%. Anything else is like minuscule compared to this. It's just small high school drama, like nothing. It's not that important anymore. There's so much more to life than worrying about like little things like that.
See something on IG and be like, I'm not worried about that. Come on.
So I saw gardening, camping, animals. We talked a little bit about future farmers, mm-hmm. and that maybe. What kind of animals? What are your favorite animals besides Opry?
I love horses, and then I have a dog. His name's Maverick. He's my best buddy.
Nice.
Yeah, what kind of dog's Mav?
He's a Great Dane Husky Lab mix.
Whoa.
Wow.
He's pretty big. He's just over a year old.
I was going to say, what costs more money? New clothes shopping for her or food for the dog?
Food for the dog.
Yeah, wow. Holy smokes. Do you ride him to school?
I probably could. He's a big guy.
Taylor, if we asked you to put out a plea to our listeners who are thinking about maybe texting, calling, donating, what would you say to them?
I would say, no matter what the amount is, it's so beneficial, no matter if it's $1, $100, whatever it may be. There's so many things that people don't know, and people still don't know, that they're still researching, that any amount would help research and help the kids and benefit everyone impacted.
So don't take it from us. Take it from Taylor. Call now, 877-738-1234. If you want to go online, you can donate at jimmyfund.org. You can text. That's probably the easiest way. KCancer to 56512. You can give any amount. As Taylor just said, it can be $1, $5, $100, right? If 1 million people give $1, that's $1 million mm-hmm. right there. So the community that has supported you through your time can help support the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber here on the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Telethon. Taylor, we appreciate you joining us, telling your story, and the whole family. Andrew, keep going.
Thank you so much.
Hair looks like it's coming back nice
say,
back
he's
there.
He's got good lettuce.
He almost
over
got
there.
Like a mullet. Like it's
yeah.
already out the back
How about
again.
That? Yep.
Where's that going? How far are we going with that?
Probably just going to keep it this length, and if it gets any longer, probably just going to trim a little bit
off. Is it short on the sides? What do we got going on?
Yeah.
Oh, he has an 80s mullet.
Go ahead. Yeah, rock it out. Look at this.
Oh, look at this guy. That's a good look. That's a very good
That's
look.
That's what's up right there. You play sports, buddy?
Yeah, I play lacrosse.
Oh, nice.
Oh, see, right yep. in Andy's wheelhouse, see?
Big lacrosse fan. Big lacrosse. Yep. So what position do you play?
All of them?
I play like either midfielder or attack, sometimes defensive middy, yeah. but...
Let me guess,
really
you like
depends.
Attack best.
Yeah.
Because you just hang around and score goals.
Yep.
Midfield, you got to work too much. You got to run up and run down and
yeah.
play defense. I'll just wait for you to get me the ball near the net, and then I'll shoot it in. That's
exactly.
The fun part.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Taylor. Appreciate you telling your story. WEEI Afternoons here at the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Telethon. We will be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Please help us strike out cancer.
Please help me and others fighting cancer as we raise money for the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. Call 877-738-1234. Every dollar counts.
Now, back to Afternoons and the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens back here at Fenway Park for the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Telethon, where our tote board is up to $643,756. It's a good number, it's a big number, but it's not enough. We need you to keep donating. Go to KCancer to 56512 to donate any amount. You can go to the jimmyfund.org or you can go to that phone number you just heard, 877-738-1234. You never know who's going to answer the phone.
You never know.
Could be Brock Holt, could be Tom Caron, could be anybody. Could be Nick Fitzy-Stevens, Andy Hart, anybody. Right. You never know.
You could have any number of Red Sox, Nesson, WEEI stars picking up the phone at any time, and they are happy to receive your donation. We're almost at $650,000. We're hoping to get to $750,000 or $800,000 before the game tonight. And then what we need to do is raise another $200,000. And if we get to $1 million by the end of the Red Sox game, can you believe this? Someone said he will match that $1 million and slap down, boom, $1 million bill right there. We'll have $2 million. How about that?
Joining us here now on WEEI Afternoons is the Kemeneau family. Hadley Kemeneau is 6 years old. She was diagnosed with T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. She's here with her dad, Matt, her mom, Jessica, and her sister, her older sister, 9-year-old, Cameron, who is stealing the show right now. Looks like a star. I don't know if she can see herself on the monitor, so she's mic'd up. Let's start with mom, Jessica. Tell me a little bit about the backstory of how Hadley's diagnosis came about and what that was like.
Yeah, so we moved here to the States in 2021. We moved from Bermuda, and we went back for vacation in Bermuda, and Hadley was just, like, pretty miserable the whole time. Like, she just, like, had a cold, it seemed like, and a cough, and she was just super tired. And then we came back and we went, bless you. Again, like, we were on the Cape on vacation, and just the whole time she was just, like, constantly tired. And what really made me wonder what was going on was she started to get really puffy, and combined with a cough, and it was just very, like, almost like looked like an allergic reaction. And so we were due actually to go, like, my whole family was visiting, and we were due to go to the Cape again. And I was like, let me just get her checked out, before we go again to the Cape. And so, Matt actually took her to our PCP, and, like, he was like, oh, they want to rule out, pneumonia. So they're going to take a chest x-ray. So they did. And then, like, we didn't think anything of it. And I just went to go meet him there. Cameron was at cheer practice. And then I went to go meet him. And she came in and she just sat down. And she was like, she was really actually unassuming about it. She just said, you know, like, they see something on the scan that's not normal. Like, they want you to go to Children's. And, I mean, we've had enough trips to the emergency room, like, and unexpected before, that through completely unrelated things that we were like, really? Like, do we really have to go all the way to Children's and stuff? And she was like, yep, you do. And I actually like took a photo of the x-ray, and she was like, that mass on her chest like shouldn't be there. So it's strange, like I wasn't at, like still even at that stage. So we had had a very good friend of ours pass away about a month earlier. Their daughter died of DIPG. I don't know what the official name of that is, but she's basically brain cancer. And she passed away, and it was like a big event in our community. So like proximity wise, I guess I kind of thought like cancer was just so far. I was just like, that can't possibly happen. And so we headed to Children's and went to the emergency room, and it was pretty quick. And so, which I guess is kind of shocking, like it's so clear on lab results that I'm sort of like, well, why aren't we just doing lab results at every physical kind of thing? And then we moved pretty quickly, and within like 3 hours, we were in the ICU. And then I remember being like, mentally, I think I was still like, my family's here. Like we're supposed to be going on vacation. And, I was like, is she going to just get treated? We didn't know it was cancer at that stage. They just said that she was going to be admitted. I think. And then they were like, no, she's probably going to be here for the next 4 or 5 weeks. And we were like, what? Like, I just never even knew that about, you know, I just assumed like you'd be treated at home, or I don't know what I thought. But
perhaps maybe something outpatient as opposed to like, no, you're going to be remanded to our care for over a month's time. Like you were thinking about a vacation, next thing, like, all right, fine, we'll get an x-ray. And then all of a sudden, now your life is veritably turned upside down. What was the whole family response like when that happened?
I mean, it was crazy. I mean, in 6 hours, we went from, you know, planning to go to the Cape in a few days to our daughter's got cancer. And when a doctor tells you that, that's a scary word. It's a scary word to hear. You always think the worst. You think cancer is a death sentence. Once it settles in, you know, those first few days, I think you can only describe it as it feels like someone's hit you in the face with a frying pan. You've maybe been hit by Mike Tyson. You have no idea what's going on. You're all over the place. And then things settle down and you kind of get a better understanding of where you are. You work out a plan at home. You know, obviously we had Cameron. You know, we got two dogs at home. You know, we both work. And you're kind of like, well, how am I going to juggle this? As well as being told I got to live at a hospital for 4 weeks. You know, so you put a plan together. You kind of go into game management. I will give Jess the credit for that. She runs the house. You know, she's the manager. And we got through it, but she runs it. She did it all. And you make it through. And it's every parent's worst nightmare. You know, you never expect it's going to be your kid. You know, you see the commercials on TV for Dana-Farber and, you know, and the other places. And you see them and you say to yourself, wow, that sucks. Man, how do parents do that? You know, I'm so glad that's not me. And then suddenly it was us. So it was a crazy, you get every emotion. But you make a plan. You know, that there was a lady, I was watching this morning, and she was saying that, you know, people would say to her, I couldn't do it. How do you do it? I couldn't do what you're going through. And she was exactly right. She's like, well, you have to. You don't have a choice.
Right.
What are you going to do? Sit back and be like, I'm not dealing with this. It's like, no, this is our daughter. She's been diagnosed with something bad. We're going to deal with it. It's going to be tough. It's going to be 2 years, but we will get through it. And you do. I don't know how you do, but somehow you do.
So you're obviously literally in survival mode for Hadley, but also as a family figuring it out. And so where does Dana-Farber come in terms of helping you treatment-wise, but also helping you figure out how are you going to make this work with Cameron and your family and your work and everything? How does that all come together?
Yeah, so, I mean, well, for me, like, so Matt and I both work full-time, so, like, the planning into sort of how we are going to make this work with Dana-Farber and Jimmy Fund Clinic and stuff like that was huge. And, like, a couple of things, you know, like, first of all, accommodating sort of, like, we go in early in the morning, like, and treating just like helping to keep this as streamlined as possible with the scheduling side of things, managing expectations like about how things are going to go. I mean, Dana-Farber in particular, like I would say, is sort of like the biggest thing for us, not even in terms of like cancer care, has been like operate the dog. Hadley doesn't love going to clinic. It's like, and so like having Opry there was like, has just been a game changer. So
seems like it's like the treatment itself is also sounds pretty intense as it need be. So every certain something to brighten her day, give her something to look forward to, veritably soften the blow, is so important.
Yeah. And I mean, it's interesting, like, you know, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and like I have like such a vivid memory of always seeing like St. Jude's commercials and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And like leukemia was like such a big thing. Like I think like I just remember like there was, I remember after having kids, like thinking like if something was wrong, like fears of leukemia. And so like then having Hadley be diagnosed, you know, being able to go to Dana-Farber and actually have like the functionality and the cure as well. Like that's the thing, like what Hadley has, which is T-cell ALL, is a curable cancer. And like you think about the level, like that took 40 years to get to that stage, which is that... Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just hear a lot of breathe. And, you know, without that research, which I think the research is something that's so interesting, like you don't see it until you experience it. And so, like, we're so fortunate to be here, you know, and, like, I don't really know actually what the link to Dana-Farber through Harvard is, but I know all of their email addresses are Harvard. So, you know, having that expertise and is like, just been amazing. And, like, I have so much confidence, like, you know, you wouldn't even like think to go somewhere, like you wouldn't even think to challenge anything they say. I have never Googled anything about her illness just because like I never had to.
Right.
Like, you know,
you don't walk out of there and say, now let me get a second opinion.
Yeah.
Right. The best, you trust them and they're doing the best for your child.
Exactly.
Cameron, we didn't give you a microphone for no reason. We got to hear from the cheerleader in the family.
Yeah.
So you're a cheerleader? So does that mean like youth football or like you on the sidelines? How does that work?
I'm on the sideline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you like cheerleading?
Yeah.
And I heard you're going to get Hadley into cheerleading too?
Yes.
Yeah? So you guys are both going to be on the sidelines cheering together?
Well, we're on different teams, so not at the same games.
So you're like the veteran. She'll be like the rookie. She's going to work her way up the ladder to be cool like you, right? Obviously, Hadley's not feeling great today. Where are we sort of in the treatment process?
So we just hit the year mark on August 13th, and she's in the continuation stage, which is like the stage you're like dying to get to. Mm-hmm. And I think like the relief once we hit that stage has been like, you know, huge. It's dramatically different. It still is. It's all 3-week cycles for everything. The first week usually is the worst, and then second and third are better. This particular cycle hasn't worked out that way. But you know, it's a learning curve. I would say disappointment is such a huge factor and a big emotion throughout this process. Like we will think things are going well, and then they just won't. And so that's really hard.
I think calling that a roller coaster is what it is. There's good days, there's bad days, and as Jess said, luckily the diagnosis she has is curable. Mm-hmm. You know, the money that's raised through these events, you know, and the Pan Math Challenge and things like today,
right,
goes directly towards Dana-Farber to find these treatments and cures. And the research they've done over the years, luckily for us, that there is a process that she goes through. There obviously isn't for every type of cancer out there. Which is why it's so important today for, you know, the fundraising, so those other types can get the research. So, you know, we can get that cure. We want 100% cure, so no family should have to go through this. But, you know, for Hadley, she largely lives a normal life, by and large. You know, she'll go to school.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well,
Tango, aisle one.
Our headset's like gum. Yeah. You just cut the hair to get it out.
Yeah,
we may have to do that.
Hadley does lead a very normal life at the moment. But I mm-hmm. think one of the things that is so upsetting for families, and particularly like Hadley was about to start kindergarten, so she couldn't start kindergarten. And just like, you can't underestimate those small things. Like, that was taken away. Like, she...
Of course.
You will never have that, you know? Like, and I just, you know, so in that sense, like, so much... it's so hard with these pediatric cancers. Like, you do... Even if, you know, the prognosis is a good one, like, you're still taking away so much from them as well. Mm-hmm. Like, their child, like, the emotional strain that she goes through is just, like, heartbreaking to see. And, but then she, you know, it gives you a different perspective, I guess, because we tend to look at it like Matt will say, like, why ask kind of thing. And I'm like, well, like, thank God this is the type of cancer she got, you know, trying to see the silver lining. But, you know, it is, with the research and stuff that, and the fact that they have this established protocol, which sounds like from what I'm hearing is getting changed consistently with the advances that they're making, is, you know, hopefully going to have less of an impact. And,
right,
you know, it is a 2-year protocol. So that's a hard pill to swallow.
Every dollar matters as far as research, as far as clinical trials, the care that you guys get medicinally, holistically, overall that they provide. We admire you guys so much as well for being able to handle, like you said, the roller coaster, the ups and the downs, all the, like, you know, a lot of parents, like, your kid coughs or like sneezes, like, oh no, now I have to stay home from work, and what's going to happen, whatever. And could just very well be something small, but if it turns out to be something significant, there are people there that will take care of you. And that's why Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund have been so important. I have a great idea for a cheer for your sister as well. Maybe like something like B-E-T-T-E-R, get better. How about that?
Yeah, she doesn't love it.
Nope, doesn't love it. All right, well, we workshopped it. We tried it out.
You stick to your thing, Funny Man. Right, she'll stick to the cheerleader.
All right.
Matt, I did want to point out, though, you mentioned the PMC Challenge.
You did.
So Matt, if you're not watching on Twitch, is in a sling right now because Matt, who has 2 children, which means 1 for each arm, is about to be a 1-armed man. You're having surgery because you fell off your bike and the
PMC. You're kidding.
I did. So I was doing the PAM Mass a couple of weeks ago. Not the 2-dayer. It's too old for that. I was doing the Bourne Bridge to Provincetown.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it was good. You know,
yeah, good ride.
About 3 or 4 miles before the end, I sadly crashed. And
what happened?
So, long story, the guy in front of me somehow crashed. I then crashed into him. We had a pile up. I go over the handlebars and ripped all my shoulder ligaments. So
stuff you only see on, like, Tour de France highlights.
Exactly.
Or,
right?
Or with Chris Sale. I mean, if Chris Sale can fall off his bike and get hurt, you can fall off your bike.
We can hold that.
And I would love to know what that phone call at home is like. Hey, guess what?
You're going to laugh.
Did you do it? That's amazing. You helped out the fan. Yeah. You what?
So it was actually so sad because we were stood at the finish line and my friend had made signs for the girls to hold and they were like, my dad finished the Pan Mascot Challenge, and we got a picture of them. And I said to Matt later that day, I was like, I want to show you this photo just because I don't want you to see it. And like, I want you to just be prepared.
I didn't finish the Pan Mascot Challenge.
It happens.
It happens. But I raised $20,000.
Oh, way to go.
You know,
way to go.
I'll give up a shoulder to raise $20,000 for the research.
You got 2 of them.
Exactly. Who needs 2, right?
I don't want. I got a spare on that side. You're fine.
Honestly, I think the biggest thing was I can't play golf anymore this summer. It was a tough thing, but
yeah,
there's probably some people watching that say that's a good thing.
Yeah. Between the 2 of us, we can put plenty in the municipal lakes for you. That's
yes,
fine.
Yes.
I can join you with that. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to Hadley. Good luck to your entire family. Good luck, Cameron, with your cheerleading this fall on the sidelines. Is your team good? Are the boys you cheer for good? Do they score a lot of touchdowns?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That makes your job easier, right?
They're very good, aren't they?
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
That should make for a very fun season.
You want to give them a shout out?
Who?
To all your friends on the football team.
Hingham Youth Football.
Wait, what do I do?
Hingham Youth Football. Give them a shout out.
Just say,
go,
you know,
Raiders.
What, go Raiders. What up, Hingham Youth Football?
Go Raiders?
No. Yeah, you know what? I don't like saying that either because I saw Tom Brady wearing a Raiders jersey the other day and I thought that was gross.
All right, thank you guys to the Kemino family. Good luck. See you down
the
road.
The best.
If you want to help the Kemino family and all the families out there, you can donate now at jimmyfund.org or text KCANCER to 56512. This is the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund here on WEEI Afternoons. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Fighting cancer together.
Now, back to Afternoons and the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park, where Hadley and Cameron, before they left, did a solid and updated the tote board. Fitz, you want to read that big number?
I am happy to do so. It is up to $687,780. We are kicking some major butt right now, thanks to all of you out there who are calling in, going to jimmyfund.org, or, of course, texting KCANCER to 56512. And look, I see our fabulous, beautiful banquet of phone operators, our volunteers over there right now, a couple of which are currently not on the phone. So please pick up your phone and call 877-738-1234. Put these fabulous people to work right now. They want to receive your call. They want to take that donation, and they want to help out people like Hadley and like everybody else who's been kind enough to join us here at the telethon today.
And they want to help us chase Rob and Karen Hale's unique contribution this morning on the Greg Hill Show. They will match $1 million. If we get to $1 million by the end of the Red Sox game tonight, they will match it, and boom, that becomes $2 million. And we're well on our way to, last year we approached $4 million over the 2 days. Mm-hmm. And obviously we want to beat that. I'm a competitive person. I like to go bigger, go faster, go stronger.
You know this about you.
Yes. Yeah,
we didn't know this.
I get competitive, even in my telethons.
Dan, are you proud of the fact that up to this point, Andy nor anyone on the show has done the Dr. Evil $1 million.
I can't believe we've gotten through the first 2 hours and nobody's gone that far.
We almost made it, and then Fitzy had to ruin it.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, you know how I do.
All right, so give us a call, 877-738-1234. Now, Fitzy, you had a chance to talk to Spurs great Vinny Del Negro, and we're going to hear a little bit of that interview right now.
Pleased to be joined here on WEEI Afternoons as part of the 23rd Annual Jimmy Fund WEEI Nesson Radio Telethon, by someone who was a fixture on your television, or if you were a basketball fan in the 1990s, the one and only Vinny Del Negro. Of course, Vinny actually is a native to the home of basketball, Springfield, Massachusetts. Many of you know him from his time both with the San Antonio Spurs and as a coach of the Chicago Bulls and the Los Angeles Clippers, where his hustle, his heart, his effort, and his ability to turn things around made him a staple of the NBA for so long. We're also pleased to be joined by a doctor that Vinny is associated with these days, Dr. Jacob Sands, helping us out here today on the telethon. Many of you may or may not know, but Vinny's mom, Peg, is a native of the Hanover, or rather lives in the Hanover area. She was diagnosed with small cell lung cancer in June of 2024. His sisters also chose Dana-Farber for their treatment a long time ago, and we're pleased to have Vinny and Dr. Sands with us here today. Vinny, how are we doing today, sir?
We're doing great. Thanks for having me.
That's an absolute pleasure. So could you tell us a little bit about your mother and her diagnosis, and what led you to select someplace like Dana-Farber for your mother's care?
Well, first off, I mean, thanks for having me. The Jimmy Fund has been such a staple in the Massachusetts and globally for such a long time growing up in Massachusetts. So all the great work that Dana-Farber does, all the great work that Jimmy Fund does is really amazing. So I commend all the people involved. But it really came down to I've had a long relationship with the V Foundation. My college coach at NC State was Jim Valvano, and the V Foundation I do work with and speaking and the foundational work for them. And when some family had some issues in speaking to them, and being from the Boston area and my families and sisters and everyone, Dana-Farber is obviously a world class. And we went to them and said, who's the best? And they said, Dr. Sands at Dana-Farber. And he's the best because his up-to-date research, his options, his bedside manner, all the protocols he has, and most importantly, my mother, who was diagnosed with small cell lung cancer, she has a very complicated and complex medical history and issues going on with neuropathy and diabetes and bladder cystitis. But Dr. Sands and his staff, Stephanie McDonald, his PA, the nurses, when you go to Dana-Farber, it's organized. Everyone's polite. They're on time. But more importantly, Dr. Sands has an ability that I've seen that is unique in the sense of my mother instantly trusted Dr. Sands, his bedside manner, his knowledge, his in a very difficult situation, some people have the ability to make you feel better. And that was right off the bat for my mother when we left the first time we met with Dr. Sands, and my sisters had the same feeling, Teresa and Nina. But his staff being able to coordinate urology, infectious disease, radio-oncology, radiology-oncology, neurology, all the things my mother has at her age and some of the underlying conditions has been spectacular. But I think the biggest thing is kind of the trust. He uplifted my mother and our family, knowing she was getting the best care, the best quality of life. You know, she's 86 years old, but I just feel and my sisters feel that they're in the best hands at Dana-Farber, and it's a complicated case, but Dr. Sands and his staff have been fabulous in terms of returning calls, being on time, helping out in various situations that my mother's dealing with. So feel very blessed and very lucky. And I'm a big fan of Dr. Sands because of the cases he deals with, but really my experience and my sister, Teresa and Nina, and my mother's experience with him and how he's treated us and how his bedside manner is really first class.
Vinny, I think we can all attest to being so very impressed with the facilities, the technology, the quality of the care, everything being up to date and beyond at Dana-Farber as well. But one of the things that so many people that we've had a chance to meet and speak with that they attest to and that they value so much is the bedside manner and the quality of humane care and the whole family treatment that Dana-Farber and people like Dr. Sands are able to provide. And Dr. Sands, could you please share with us a little bit about Peg's treatment, what makes it so unique, and the progress that you've been able to make together since she was first diagnosed and turned over to your care?
Well, first, thank you so much for those kind words. You know, this is an ongoing effort of trying to treat everybody like I would my own family member. I commonly get asked, well, what would you do for your mother? And, you know, in this situation, something like this, saying, what would you do for your own mother? And the truth is, every time I'm talking with someone, to me, we're talking like they're my family member. And there are certain individual things that people are going to choose a little differently from one person to the next. And so there is no cookie cutter way of going about this. This is a matter of sitting down person to person and laying things out and saying, okay, here's the scenario, and how do you want to go about this? And laying out options like I would for my own family member. You know, I'm not going to say specifics about her case other than just saying that most people realize that that anybody with a lung cancer now is, with rare exception, getting a drug that is new within the last 5 to 10 years. Almost everybody. And so we are making wonderful progress. It's not fast enough. There's still a lot of work to do to get to the point where we're curing everybody. And we're not going to stop until we get to that point. Now, you know, we have made some good steps, and there are some miraculous steps for a subset of people and some really solid one step forward, you know, every few years for others. And so this is our ongoing work. I wish that the outcome was driven entirely by how much effort we put into that. Then we'd be curing everybody. That's where we want to get to. And so there's an element of this that we don't have control over. And that's the thing that we're working so hard to make progress on, is the research where we can advance the field and advance the treatments and make it better and better for us. It's exciting to see that we're making, we have FDA approvals now, a handful of them in the last 5 years of good steps forward. And I'm saying it's exciting to be able to offer that, but nobody is excited to hear that they need a treatment like this. And so I recognize that. We want to get to the point where we're able to cure everybody. And so this is the ongoing effort on the research side.
And of course, that's what makes the efforts of the telethon and people that are so generous as to contribute during this time, and of course all year long, supporting the Jimmy Fund and all the great work with Dana-Farber. Vinny, it sounds like you feel like things are in the right hands, and you're very pleased to be working with Dana-Farber and Dr. Sands. Just one other question for you. For somebody like yourself, who was always about resilience and grit and hustle and heart, how much does it, I'm sure at times it can be very difficult, because obviously there are certain things you always love to control, and then you have to turn your faith and the work over to people like Dr. Sands and everyone at Dana-Farber. How difficult can that be, and how do you remain strong in the face of all this, considering that you know that you're getting the best care possible?
Well, that's the key. I mean, there's only, like you said, there's only so many things you can control, and what you can control is basically your attitude. Mm-hmm. And being a support system for my mother, family members, friends that obviously have been diagnosed with cancer. But when you're dealing with Dana-Farber and you're dealing with Dr. Sands, like I said, the experience that my mother and my family have had has been first class. And it's a very strenuous, a lot of anxiety, a lot of scans, a lot of waiting in terms of, okay, what's it going to look like today? What's it going to look like in a few months? So trying to figure that out, but really all you can do is take it a day at a time, try to keep a positive attitude, give my mother all the support system that she needs. My sister Teresa does most of the heavy lifting for sure, because she lives back there, and my other sister Nina in New Hampshire. So I'm out in Arizona, visit to see Dana-Farber and Dr. Sands periodically, and my family, but my sister Teresa does the heavy lifting. So at the end of the day, we want the best care. We want her to be, have as many great days as possible. There's always some things with all of her complications and other things she's dealing with that Dr. Sands is helping out with other doctors and things. But, she's had some tough days. There's no question, and some setbacks, but also some very positive results. And these are very complicated, very complex cases like my mother's. That Dr. Sands has been on top of, and I feel very happy and pleased that we're giving my mother every quality of life day she can get with Dana-Farber and Dr. Sands' leadership. So is it tough? Of course. But everyone goes through difficult things, and you have to kind of be resilient. The Jimmy Fund's amazing and what they do. The money that goes into the research for Dr. Sands, and it's not enough, and it needs to be recognized.
obviously all these things get done with money and time and very smart people that are dedicated. And that's what Dana Farber is about, research and results. And the more money that we can raise, the more awareness we can put into it, the more doctors and more people like Dr. Sands can hopefully come to some positive conclusions to help people throughout this process that is very difficult.
And Dr. Sands, last question, if I may. Whether you have a history of cancer in the family or just want to make sure that you're healthy and well, how important would you say cancer screenings are for everyone?
Oh, exceptionally important. And, you know, with that, actually, I'd like to put in a plug for lung cancer screening. You know, anyone out there who has a history of smoking between the ages of 50 to 80 is likely eligible for lung screening. But that's certainly something to talk with your doctor about. Frankly, if lung screening was happening for everybody who qualified for it, it would improve cancer mortality more than anything else that is currently available. So this is a huge deal. It's something that I personally work a lot on, making sure people are aware of and trying to get that word out to the public and also with primary care doctors. Now, I just described who currently qualifies, and there's research that goes beyond that as well. And so there's ongoing efforts at better identifying who should really undergo lung screening or how broad that should happen, but certainly something for people to be aware of.
Well, Dr. Sands, you are at the forefront of the research, the development, the work, and the care at Dana-Farber, and you have patients like Vinny's mother who obviously are receiving top-shelf care, and we thank you for all the care and compassion and work that you've put in, the countless hours and your time today as well. And Vinny, thanks to people like yourself as well, we're able to get the attention of sports fans and people beyond being fans of basketball and more to pay attention to the incredible work that Dana-Farber is doing and raise money for the Jimmy Fund. We wish you well. Thank you so much for the time today. God bless, and obviously all the best for your mother. Hopefully a full recovery into your family as well.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.